couple of ha'aris relating to the Haftarah of Lech Lecha, just in terms of finding a place in Nach. The Haftarah of Lech Lecha starts toward the end of Kapitel Mem in Yeshaya with the Pasuk Lama Soma Yaakov, Pasuk Chavav, and it goes into Kapitel Mem Aleph. Just again for referencing it, Haftarah of Shabbos Nachamu is Yeshaya Mem, and it's where that Haftarah ends, Ish Lo Nedar, that's Pasuk Chavay, that's Mamish where Haftarah of Lech Lecha picks up. So generally you can understand Yeshaya a little bit by just remembering Haftoris. So this is where it begins, okay? Lama Soma Yaakov. There are references based on Chazal to Avram Avinu, even Pshuto Shomekra Osob Miher, Mi Mizrach, Tzedek Re'el Laraglo, alluding to Avram Avinu and also the Mochama against the kings. I'd like to focus just on a couple of psukim in terms of how, as we noted last week, certain references in davening draw on the language of Tanakh, and specifically in this Haftorah. So the first is in Pasuk Dalet, Mem Aleph Dalet. The Pasuk reads, Mi fa'al va'asa, who is it that acted? Kore hadoros merosh, the one who foresaw all the generations from all the way in the beginning. Ani Hashem Rishon v'sachronim anihu. So this is the expression, Kore hadoros merosh. And that is an expression that finds its way into Anim Zmiros. Those who say Anim Zmiros will be familiar with this. In the letter Resh, which actually appears more than once in Anim Zmiros, some letters appear several times toward the end of the Shir. You have Rotze Ba'amo, and then you have Rosh Devarcha Emes, Korei Merosh, Dor Vador, and Bereshcha Derosh. And this is a very interesting thing, because the Pasuk here says, Korei Hadoros Merosh. And when we often read this stanza, we say, Rosh Tvarach Emes, Korei Merosh. Dor Vador, Amderesh Chadrosh. And that's how the rhyme would sound, that the pause would be after Korei Merosh. But if you get the source in here in Yeshaya, it says, Korei Hadoros Merosh. So Doros, Dor Vador, seems to be relating to the actual expression of Korei Hadoros Merosh. So maybe the pause should be a different point. What exactly does this stanza mean? So the first phrase, Rosh Tvarach HaEmes, every phrase comes from another place, a Nach, usually. Rosh Tvarach HaEmes is Tehillim Kuf Yutes, where you have eight psukim for every one of the letters of the Aleph Beis, all about the Avas HaTorah idea. Rosh Tvarach HaEmes, Ula Olam Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha, it's one of the Krasatim psukim that we say before Tkiyas Shofar. So that's Rosh Tvarach HaEmes, has to do with, according to some Mefarshim, that the Dibur Benoch HaShem Elokecha is an affirmation of Hashem's existence, that's called MS. Rashi brings another idea that once the nations of the world heard the later Dibros, they understood that everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rosh Tvarach HaEmes, what does Korei Merosh Dor Vador or Korei Ados Merosh over here mean? The Mitzudas explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all the future generations, and every generation will emerge as per what Hashem already programmed at the beginning of creation. Chazal also darshened this on the idea that many leaders who emerge over the generations, because Baruch Hu already showed Adam HaRishon, the Bitzalel, the architect of the Mishkan. Hashem showed Adam HaRishon, Dor, the Dorshav, and so on, all the leaders and all the special celebrities of all generations. So how do we read the sentence now? Rosh Tvarach HaEmes is one idea, which is an affirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and the Munah. Korei Merosh, so now it would seem to read, as some Mefarshim take it, Korei Merosh Dor Vador. In other words, Hashem is the Korei Merosh of generations. And then Am Doreshcha or Darshecha Derosh is like a request that you should seek out the nation of those, comprised of those who seek you out. And that's in the stomach based on other psukim. There's some other psukim that talk about Kal Yisrael seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'am Yasher Drashuni, Zeh Dor Dorshav. So it comes out, it's Korei Merosh Dor Vador, Am Dreshcha Derosh. Now, it doesn't fit with the rhyme, and it doesn't fit with what most people say. Rav Shamsi Sofer, one of the famous Pirushim and Siddur, says that it could be that Dor Vador is meant to go on both. So you could say it as Korei Merosh Dor Vador, and also, Dor Vador, Dreshcha Derosh, in other words, the nation that seeks you out in every generation. So then it could be that you could not pause quite as much. If you want to be able to run it into the end of the sentence as well. Okay, and then you have Yaakov Emden, who just tries to show you that it's not like an independent thought when you begin Rosh Baruch HaMes. Until now we've been learning Rosh Baruch HaMes is one idea, and then the rest is all something new. He learns Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Mirosh Dor Vador, based on this pasuk, and that shows that Rosh Baruch HaMes, that back in the beginning of creation, this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu understood the world has a program, it has a template, it runs according to what he was imagining the world should be. And again, this is also an echo of the same idea that we've mentioned a few times in the sentence as well. That is one ha'ara in terms of the language. Let me just focus quickly on one more ha'ara in the psukim and how it parallels something that we all know from our davening. A little later on, a few psukim later, the Navi is given the haftacha, Kaiso is given the haftacha, Al tira ki imcha ani, do not fear, I'm with you. Al tishta ki ani al kecha, tishta, Rashi says, means to melt like wax. Others say it means to turn aside, to feel a sense of helplessness. Imatzticha, I've strengthened you. Af azarticha, I've also helped you. Af tmachticha bimin sidki, I've supported you with my righteous right hand. So it's very interesting. Imatzticha, and then what it should come to mind is a very famous piyut that we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur just at the end of Chazaras HaShatz before we end the brach of Sim Shalom. Now we say seven stanzas, Hayom Tamseinu, Hayom Tavarchenu, and then it goes till Hayom Tismachem Min Sidkecha. Mefarshim say that we say seven because we say right before this the pasuk that ends with the word Hayom, which has seven words. And off of the word hayom, we have seven hayoms, which we say together with an optimism, with a sense of hope. It's a beautiful piyut. The original version of the piyut you find in machzorim that do more research, like the Goldschmidt Machzor, had an alabes acrostic. So it starts, hayom tamseinu, hayom tevarchenu, hayom tegadlenu, Hayom Tidushenu Tova, and then Hayom Tahadrenu, Hayom Tiva'adenu, that's the Vav, and so on. Hayom Titarenu Mikolchet, Hayom Tichavdenu, this is the Kaf. So different nuschos, some of them have Mamish or Alabe, some of them end at a certain point by the Kaf. Either way, he goes on. Hayom Titzadkenu, Hayom Tikomimenu, Hayom Tirachamenu, Hayom Tishma Shavasenu, and then, of course, Hayom Tismachenu, whereas we have Tismachen Min Sidkecha. What struck me as interesting is that the Aleph and the Taf are mamish the pasuk over here. Because it says, as we read, Imatzticha, and then a few words afterwards, Aft Machticha B'min Sidki. So it very well could have to do with this very pasuk. That's why we pick the Tamsenu for the Aleph, and then Tismachenu for the Taf, because of this very connection in the pasuk here in Yeshaya Mem Aleph Yud. Okay.